Flight to the London was all ready for departure.
Welcome to another episode of the London Resort Officially Unofficial Podcast. And in this special bulletin episode, recorded Tuesday, September 21st, 2021, we are bringing you an update on the resort's planning application. Don't worry, we're not about to go into loads of detail about all the different stages of applications, reviews, and consultations. There's lots of them, in short. Specifically, we want to talk about an update we have just learned. So the current planning application had been approved earlier this year, but was later subject to revisions following the Swanscombe site being designated a Site of Specialist Scientific Interest, or SSSI, by Natural England. Basically, everything they have done to date was due to go through a six-month inquiry. Yep, 6 months, starting this year. In fact, starting this month. However, due to lots of environmental groups challenging their plans, this inquiry has now been pushed back to April 2022. The exact reasons behind this decision are all detailed in an article by Kent Online, which we're going to pop in the show notes for you to read if you want. So, what does this mean? Well, it means the earliest we'll see any movement on actual construction will be around Christmas 2022 at best, but probably now 2023. So the resort initially planned to begin construction in 2022, with the first park opening in 2024. That already seems like an optimistic timeline, so I think we can now expect the park to open no earlier than 2025. That's if, of course, it opens at all. The plans have come under enormous pressure from groups fighting to stop the project due to its environmental impact, despite the resort claiming to be one of the first carbon neutral attractions of their kind in the world. I know, two different issues, but you know, you get, they're trying to be sustainable, etc. So the company behind the resort are also being criticised for not consulting enough third parties, which is keeping a huge question mark hanging over the whole project. Obviously, we would love to see it come to fruition, but of course, the environmental concerns should also be considered. In other words, watch this space. As always, we will put any relevant links in the show notes so you can stay up to date with all the latest news. And we will also have more episodes going into all of this in more detail over the coming months. So make sure you follow the podcast, rate and review. Thanks again for listening. And if you have something to say, you can email me at liam@hefcorp.com or follow me on social at This Is The Hef.